How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
And here we go. It's time to talk golf. That's our job. 52 weeks a year here on Tee to Green, the golf show. And all you have to do is listen. Hi, everyone. Hello, fellow golfers. I'm Jay Ritchie, Debbie O'Connell, back with us today. And in Master Control, who else? We've got the Duke, Robert DeCosa. And have we got a show for you today? She's been one of the best golfers in the world for the better part of the past two decades and one of the top players on the LPGA Tour since 2005, her rookie year. Two-time major champion Brittany Lincecum will be here today. Besides those two majors, eight tour victories, she's represented her country six times as a member of the U.S. Solheim Cup teams, and this year she is one of the American team's assistant captains. She recently took some time off to begin raising her two young daughters, and she will be here today to talk about her career, her family, her future in golf, and the Solheim Cup. Brittany Lincecum today on Tee to Green. Big golf event next weekend in Palm Beach, Florida, the 2024 African American Golf Expo and Forum. It runs Saturday through Tuesday with workshops, networking opportunities, cultural celebrations, and a golf exhibition hall filled with the latest in golf technology, apparel, and equipment. And from the expo, the founder, Jim Beattie, joins us today here on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7, I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest.
It's America's longest running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, streamed live at sportsbyline.com every Sunday. And now on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, and you can also listen anytime, anywhere, any place on the Sirius XM app, the SXM app. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. We are teeing it up and talking golf with Brittany Lincecum of the LPGA Tour next, right here on Tee to Green.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
It's Destination Listening for Dedicated Golfers. Once again, you've come to the right place. You found it. It's TD Green. It's the Golf Show. We talk golf here every Sunday, 52 weeks a year. And thank you for listening and being the most important part of what we do. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with my co-host, Debbie O'Connell, the president of Live Positive and Golf Positive, and a recent birthday girl, back on the show this week after taking a little time off. How you doing, Debbie?
I am fantastic. Another year older and wiser, Jay.
The second part is the key part, right? Wiser.
Exactly.
Don't worry about being older.
I'm thankful for it every day, which is great. It's all about keeping the right attitude with aging.
Yeah, exactly. We've got Robert DeCosa in Master Control. Coming up later in the show, we're going to talk to our good buddy Jim Beatty with the African American Golf Expo and Forum. The annual event's going to take place next week in Palm Beach, Florida. We'll talk to him about minority golf and where it is in 2024, where it's heading, and how his expo and forum contributes positively in that direction. Our first guest is on the TD Green guest line and ready to go right now. Going to do a couple of segments with Brittany Lincecum. As I said in the open, one of the better golfers in the world for the past two decades, one of the top players on the LPGA Tour since 2005, two major championship wins, eight tour victories. She's been a member of the U.S. Solheim Cup team six different times, and she's still on the Solheim Cup team this year as an assistant captain with Stacey Lewis as they get ready to take on the Euros here next month out in Virginia. And we're so thrilled and happy to welcome back to Tee to Green, Brittany Lincecum. Hi, Brittany. How you doing?
Hey, Jay. Hey, Debbie. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
I don't know if you remember, and it's okay if you don't, but when the Solheim was here in Colorado back 2013, some 11 years ago, we had you on the show then. We were up at the Colorado Club. We got invited up to the big media day, and we had a great time up there. Besides yourself, we talked to Stacey Lewis, Anna Nordqvist, Annika Sorenstam, Lisa Lott Neumann. I mean, it was just a wonderful time and a wonderful event too, although it didn't turn out too good for the U.S. team.
Yeah, we're hoping to change that around this time, but just anytime you can be a part or be at a Solheim Cup, there's nothing like it. It's just the coolest thing ever.
Brittany, what are some of your greatest moments as a six-time player on the Solheim Cup team?
Yeah, I mean, it's just anytime you get to wear the red, white, and blue colors and represent your country, you know, for the longest time, we didn't have the Olympics. Golf wasn't in the Olympics, so Solheim Cup was our Olympics. So just anytime you can represent your country, there's literally no better feeling. And just coming together as a team with, you know, 11 other girls and then your captains and assistant captains and, you know, you're playing for something bigger than yourself. It's just every highlight, every event. The first one was in Sweden for me, which obviously, you know, rookie, I'm nervous. I'm overseas, not sure what's going on. I felt like I was going to throw up on the first tee. To now being an assistant captain, it's just cool to see over the years how it's progressed and how big it's getting.
We want to talk about Solheim.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jay.
That's all right.
What will you share with the youngsters from your experience, especially and those emotions on the first tee? It's got to be overwhelming for a first timer. I'm probably every time you're there, because the first tee is such a magical place. And there you are representing your country. What is that like, and what will you tell the youngsters and how to handle that?
Yeah, it's given me chills even thinking about it now. You know, my first time, like I just said, was overseas, and Sherry Steinhauer told me I'm going to feel sick on the first tee and I might even throw up. And she was dead on. You know, it's blowing 30, it's freezing cold, it's raining, like, you're representing your country, never done it before, so just all these emotions. So grateful this time it's in the U.S., obviously, it was in Spain last year, so a lot of girls coming back from that team, you know, have a little bit of experience already. But, you know, just going in, you know, I've told Stacey, you know, if I need to be the one that makes peanut butter and jellies or talk somebody off of a ledge, I'm just there to give my support. And obviously, been on six teams before, I have some knowledge and can help calm the nerves a little, because, you know, it's we play for ourselves week in and week out, and then you come together and you got to play for a team, you got to play for your captain, you represent your country. It's a lot of emotions, and just kind of like reminding them to get back to, you know, you're playing golf. You're doing what you do every day of your life. Just go play golf and everything will take care of itself.
It is such a different animal from playing for yourself in the regular routine of tour golf. You played with and some of the all-time greats, under some of the all-time greats as a U.S. Solheim Cup team member. Your captains were the likes of Julie Inkster, Meg Mallon. What did you take away from them, or what did you learn from them that may help you as an assistant captain now?
Yeah, I mean, every captain has been truly amazing. I would say Julie was probably my favorite. She's tell you how it is. You know, when you see her even doing commentating now, there's no sugarcoating it. You know, she's going to tell you exactly what you need to do and what needs to happen, and I love that about her. So, you know, maybe try to pull some of that and just obviously be reassuring and kind of pumping them up, but just letting them know, hey, you need to go out and get your point. This is your job today. Don't look at the leaderboard. Don't look at what's happening. Don't listen to the roars, even though they're going to be really loud. And just go out and get your point, and that's all you can do. Win your match is all you can do. So just try to reinforce that, I think.
Brittany, you and Brittany Lang teamed up and were virtually unstoppable. The team Brittany was unbelievable. 4-0 in four-ball match play. That was where you were the most successful in all the Solheim Cups. What was your secret sauce with Brittany Lang?
We're basically the same person. We literally talk on the phone every single day, even to this day. Like, we've been friends since we were probably 13. And I really wish we would have played together earlier, because our record, I mean, it could really, truly be one of the best ever of all time if we would have played together, you know, all six years. We've been known as the Killer Bees. You know, we play in the Dow Championship together, and we crush it. You know, neither one of us have had a top 10 in years, you know, since having children, and we have finished in the top 10 twice. Like, we're just so good together. We're like the same person. We think the same on the golf course. We pump each other up, and one gets down, the other one's there to back you up, and we just mesh so well. We're like 1 month apart in birthdays. We're the same year. Like, I swear we were just like our moms, like, knew they needed both of us, and when we were like meant to be together. Like, we're just the same person. It's just the coolest thing.
Brittany Lincecum
is with
us.
Now, will you take some of that?
U.S. assistant captain for the Ryder, for the Solheim Cup coming up in coming up next month out in Virginia. It's back-to-back years, too, in the Solheim to try to get back to the odd-even regular rotation here. Does that change the dynamic any, Brittany, as you prepare for it?
I don't think so. I think, it's only a year removed from Spain, and, you know, our girls got a taste for what it was like, and obviously a tie is not what we were looking for. So I think, you know, it's fresh on everyone's mind, like what we need to do and what needs to happen going forward. And, maybe some of the rookies from last year now, you know, knocking off a little bit of rust. And, the U.S. players, you know, obviously we've been following. We get updates every single week after a round about, you know, their stats and how they're doing. And everyone's playing really well. So, you know, they know what they need to go do. And since it's only a year removed, you know, it's fresh on everyone's mind. So I think that'll really help.
Brittany, what was the impact Nancy Lopez had on the Solheim Cup? She seemed to bleed red, white, and blue. She loved to talk about the Solheim Cup, be there, cheer and support. I think she was instrumental in your career on the tour as well. Tell us what she has meant.
I mean, Nancy is just one of the greatest humans of all time. You know, it kind of started with her and then even trickled into Lorena Ochoa, just both, like, would give you the shirt off their back, both just, you know, amazing women. You know, Nancy bleeds red, white, and blue, and is always just so positive, always there to encourage, but then gives you a little bit of advice here and there. And it's obviously with her career, you know, you definitely listen to what Nancy has to say. So it's just cool to see her still supporting and coming. And I've seen her a couple times this year already. Like, she just loves coming out and seeing everybody and kind of, you know, just maybe getting a feel, you know, for the tour life, you know, since she doesn't play anymore. But it's just cool to see her still involved with the tour. And obviously Solheim, it's just, you know, we need her there. We need her to pump up the girls. You know, whatever Nancy says, you listen and you move on and you go with what she said. So she's just a great lady, and it's nice to have her around.
You are part of Captain Lewis's staff. Along with the likes of Angela Stanford, Stacey Lewis is the captain, Morgan Pressel's on the staff, and we are talking to Brittany Lincecum, the Solheim Cup next month out in Virginia. Europe and the U.S., Team USA, tied a year ago, so the Europeans retained the cup. The Americans will be out to get it back, and we're talking to Brittany Lincecum about that. Brittany's going to do another segment with us. We'll keep her on the line, and we'll come back, and we'll pick it up talking about the Solheim Cup, and then a little bit about her career as well as we continue with Brittany Lincecum, our guest today here on Tee to Green. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. We will be right back.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, and on your smartphone. It's Tee to Green. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. And we continue with our guest, assistant U.S. captain for the Team USA for the Solheim Cup that is coming up next month out in Virginia. We're talking to Brittany Linscomb, two-time major champion winner on the LPGA Tour. Brittany, it's been a while since the U.S. has possession of the Solheim Cup. Europe retained it last year with the 14-14 tie. Talk about the handicap this year's team and the chances of getting the cup back for the United States.
Well, I'm an assistant captain now, so that's going to help for sure. Just kidding.
Yes.
There you go.
You know, I think it's, since it's only a year removed, I think, you know, a lot of players coming back from last year, you know, got a little feel for it. So now they're really wanting the win. Like, they're really, I think, going to go out and play strong and play hard. And, you know, the leaderboard every week of regular LPGA events, there's a lot of Americans in the top 10, top 20. So a lot of things moving every week. And, you know, I think they got a taste for it a little bit, but there's nothing sweeter than the after party in the team room when you win and you have the cup. So I think they got a taste a little bit of it, and now they really want to go out and get the cup. So I think everyone's going to come out strong and ready to go. So I'm excited to see, you know, kind of what happens in September.
And so much of that, Brittany, is handling the nerves. Well, you've had a couple really exciting, actually more than a couple, a few, but I want to talk specifically about your personal experience in LPGA majors, the Chevron Championship, which your first one, it was called the Kraft Nabisco Championship at the time in 2009. You approach 18 one shot back and step up and make an eagle on the hole. And then in 2005, you just happened to eagle that same hole again to get yourself into a playoff with this year's captain, Stacey Lewis. Talk about, and this could help our listeners as well, how do you handle those situations, the pressure of the Solheim, the pressure 18, hole 18, one shot back, or hole 18, needing the eagle to go into a playoff. What is that like, and what is your best advice in handling those situations?
Yeah, I think that's the hardest part. I mean, obviously, there's so many golfers in the world, or even so many young kids coming up that are playing that have unbelievable talents. Their golf swings look amazing. Their short games are amazing. But it's really that 6 inches between the ears that we always hear about at any level. That's always the hardest part. So, you know, learning to do – to you know, use those nerves to your advantage and learning how to control them, learning how to slow down your breathing, you know, the first time when I won the craft, I had to make, I mean, it was probably like a 3 or 4 footer, but it felt like a 10 footer. But just like my heart rate was going so fast, my hands were shaking so bad. And, you know, my caddy gave me my water. I took a sip of water to try to slow my heart rate down a little bit and just be able to make a good stroke to hit the ball. So that is definitely the hardest part. I'm not going to lie to you or try to sugarcoat it, but just learning little things. You know, I have worked with a Vision 54 in the past. You know, just I either, you know, after I hit a shot, there's so much extra time in a golf round. So, you know, it takes like 5 hours, but it's probably only like 2 hours of actually playing. So just I, you know, between shots, I either count, I either sing a song. I have had Sudoku books or word search books in my golf bag before to, you know, occupy my time to kind of take my mind off of what is happening. But just that is by far the hardest thing, is just learning how to control the nerves, especially when you make a bad, make a double or a triple on a hole and you go to the next hole and it's like an, it just keeps escalating where you make a bogey and a bogey and a bogey. And you just got to be like, okay, stop. Let's get back to what we were doing. Let's get back to basics. Stop making the bogeys, make some good swings and get this back on track. And that again is by far the hardest thing.
Do you have a favorite
have
song
you, Brittany,
that you sing when things go bad?
Say it again, Jay.
Do you have a favorite song that you sing when things go bad?
You know, back in the day, it was a country song, and it always seemed to come from the band Sugarland or Jennifer Nettles. So, you know, anything country really it's just to kind of slow it down. You don't want to go with rap or hip hop because then you're just jazzing yourself up again.
Brittany, another time you might have felt overly nervous was in 2018. You had a sponsor exemption into a PGA Tour event, the Barbasol Championship, the fifth woman to do so. Talk about that experience and how you're only the second woman ever to shoot under par, which you did the second round.
Yeah, so that week, you know, I was so nervous going in, more so just because I wasn't sure how the guys were going to take it, or, you know, people on social media can be very mean sometimes. So, you know, going in, everybody was so nice. You know, the media was so nice, people on social media, all the PGA guys were super, super friendly. So the second round when I shot under par, there was a weather delay from the day before. So no media, no fans, or nobody was allowed on the golf course. So it was just me and basically two friends playing a round of golf, which was so much easier than the first round. You know, and obviously, you know, hundreds of people were there watching and supporting. But it was just a really cool experience overall. I'm grateful I did it. Not sure I would ever do it again, but just to have that one opportunity, it was a pretty cool experience to be with the guys. We never get to see the guys, so it was cool to be inside the ropes with them for a week and just to watch their swings and watch their hands are so soft and they get so much spin around the greens. It's just really cool to see.
How did your distance compare? Because they call you Bam Bam for a reason.
Yeah, you know, it was one of the shorter courses. That's why we picked that one. And they got 4 inches of rain like the Monday before. So the golf course was really, really wet. So what should have been, you know, when you see on TV, these guys get like 20, 30 yards of roll. My ball was not rolling anywhere. So it was way longer than it was supposed to be. But I am one of the longer hitters. So for myself, you know, I did pretty good, but I was still so far behind those guys.
Brittany Lincecum is our guest. You got married in 2015. You had your first child in 2019, a daughter, your second daughter in 2022. Talk about how that changed things and the balance now between your golfing life and your family life and raising a couple of young daughters.
Yeah, it's super fun, but super hard. One was not as bad, you know, traveling with one, but now traveling with two. You know, it's super rewarding. It's great to be able to show them the world and take them places, you know, a lot of people have never even been. So just to give them that experience is pretty cool. But, you know, this is my 20th season on tour, and this could be my last full season just because it's getting too hard. And my 5-year-old started kindergarten this week. I'm not sure how that happened. She shouldn't be that big. So it's been cool to, you know, driving her to school every day. I volunteered for lunch just so I could go in and see her. So I'm that mom now. But it's just so cool. It's so rewarding. You know, they're in the pool right now with my mom and dad. So it's just so cool to be able to show them a little bit of what mom did for a living and just watch them grow. And they're both going to be in golf. Amory, the five-year-old, is already, she does the first tee on Saturdays. So it's just cool to watch her little swing, and I just can envision myself in her. She's a little blonde little girl just like myself. So it's just cool to see her little swing, and you know, hopefully they both pick it up and love it as much as I do.
One thing Nancy Lopez had said when she first had her children, she was like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I'm going to have that same competitive instinct and like killer instinct out there on the course after I have a child, because something shifts inside of you when you have a baby of your own. But she was able to create that again. How do you feel in terms of that?
Yeah, so it's interesting, and I feel like I try to always word this properly to not feel like or sound like I'm a bad mom. So when everyone says, oh, you have this beautiful baby at home, when you're out on the golf course, like, it doesn't matter. Like, you still get to go home. You have a beautiful, you know, family, a husband, a wonderful husband, a beautiful baby, now two babies. But still, golf is just, I've been playing golf since I was 9. It's in my blood. I'm a competitor. I want to do well. So when I don't do well, all those things back at home are wonderful, and I'm super grateful and blessed, but I still get so mad at myself for not being able to do what I used to do, you know, in my early 20s or early 30s, you know. So it is different. I still have that killer instinct. I still feel in my heart I should be able to do what I used to do. But there's that little piece that's, you know, we're always worried about what my daughters are doing or what my family's doing, or maybe I should be a stay-at-home mom. And there's a lot of mom guilt, I guess, but I still have the fight in me. Just there's other priorities, I think, are just too much distraction.
All righty. Brittany Lincecum with us today. She'll be the assistant captain for the U.S. team a month from now when they take on the Europeans in the 19th Solheim Cup out in Virginia. Brittany, thanks for taking the time today away from your busy schedule as a mom, as a golfer, as an assistant captain to join us here on Tee to Green.
Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Brittany. It's great to chat with you again.
Thanks, Debbie. Bye, Jay.
Yep. Goodbye, Brittany. Good luck out in Virginia. Bring home the trophy. We'll be back with more Tee to Green right after this.
Cheering them on.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet, protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
News, it's interviews, and it's lots of fun too for everyone interested in golf. We do it every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Before we get to our next guest, a quick message from our friends at Divot Magazine about Colorado's premier golf discount program, talking about the 2024 Green Saver. If you're tired of paying too much for golf, well, check out the Green Saver. It's now available in book or mobile. You can save with half-offs, two-for-ones, other discounted green fees, plus there are discounts on carts, equipment, club fittings, lessons, golf travel, and much, much more. All of that for just $49. And the more you play, guess what? The more you're going to save. For just $49, you can enjoy some great golf without breaking the bank. For more information or to order, go to greensavergolf.com. That's greensavergolf.com, and never pay full price to golf again. I'm Jay Richard, along with Debbie O'Connell. Is our next guest ready to go? Do we have Jim Beatty with us? Jim, are you there? Okay, I guess we don't have Jim yet. The 2024 African-American Golf – Jim is ready. The 2024 African-American Golf Expo and Forum is coming up next week in Palm Beach, Florida. The organizer and expo founder is Jim Beatty. It's hard to believe we had Jim on the show. It's been already over 3 years since we last talked to him, but we're happy to welcome him back today here on Tee to Green to talk about the new edition of the African-American Golf Expo and Forum. Hi, Jim. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Since the last time you were on till now, we've seen golf diversify more. There are more minorities playing than ever before. How is the Expo Forum doing in the ensuing 3 years since we last chatted?
Well, in those 3 years, we have been in Charlotte, Atlanta and Louisville, and this year in Palm Beaches in Florida. We have become, I believe, according to many of the comments I receive, an expected event that people look forward to coming to, as well as an event that has kind of made its mark in the industry as well, too. When it comes to diversity and inclusion, and those companies and people that are involved in that look forward to the expo to come and discuss what they're doing in their respective companies or their respective part of the golf industry. So I'm very, very proud of that and all of the people that work with me to make this happen.
What is the main mission of the actual event and then the impact it makes? So at the event, what's the core, and then what's the outreach afterwards?
Well, the mission of the expo always has been to make African Americans more aware of the jobs, careers, and business opportunities in the $102 billion golf industry. Now, while that may be focused on African-Americans, it is really for all people of color, but our focus is on African-Americans. But in doing that, you make a lot of other people aware as well, too. So as a result of the expo and the focus of the expo, it is to connect people. We have major companies that will be present, have been present, that are sponsors. Companies like Golf Pride, associations like Golf Course Superintendents of America. And through the connections that are made, purposely made there, they lead to initiatives, they lead to job opportunities, they lead to supplier opportunities. That's the focus, that's the mission always has been and always will be. And we're very proud to be a catalyst in making those kind of things happen.
Jim Beatty, organizer and Expo founder of the African American Golf Expo and Forum. Another edition coming up next week in Palm Beach, Florida. Jim, as the impact of minorities in golf has grown, and as you've gone year after year after year now with the African American Golf Expo and Forum, is it getting any easier to attract sponsors and exhibitors? What do you have to go through to get them to come now, as opposed to a few years ago when you first started?
Well, you know, it certainly is an ongoing sales process, and we need to show, and we do show to the sponsors, and they expect it, and it's proper. What our impact is, certainly from an economic standpoint, from an attendance standpoint, and from the results that we're able to identify as well, too. They do want to know what's the impact of their sponsorship dollars, and that's a fair question, and we are eager to answer that and give examples of it as well, too. We can cite many examples where people have come and pursued jobs and have received jobs as a result of it. We can talk about collaborations that have happened as a result of it. We can talk about involvement from the corporate standpoint as a result of the expo. And so it becomes easier to talk about it, but it's a sales process, and you still have to explain what is happening and why it's happening to sponsors. And as odd as this may sound, we're trying to get more and more sponsors that are outside of the golf industry or the traditional golf industry. Companies need to understand that golfers buy other products as well, too. And so there are a number of other sponsorship from the foundation of the expo that we are pursuing as well, too. And even at this point, the Sunday before we start, we can still accept sponsors on any type of level to come and be a part of it. So golf is the greatest connectivity sport in the world, and we're simply trying to demonstrate that in a unique way, focused on the needs of African Americans.
Jim, so much has changed. You know, I imagine years ago the challenge was, hey, just getting allowed to play. You know, we often talk about Renee Powell and her dad who built a golf course so that he could play and he could start to get more minorities into the game. And that still goes on today, and Renee's doing a great job there. So the challenge back then was just being allowed to play. What are the major challenges you face today or African Americans are facing today when it comes to golf in terms of playing, careers, and anything else that you can share?
Well, you have to look at it, or I tend to look at it statistically. There are 16,000 golf courses in America, and Renee Powell and her dad, who I had the pleasure of meeting, by the way, own one of them. But of the 16,000 golf courses in America, less than 20 are owned by African Americans. And so there's a tremendous opportunity there in golf course ownership. But I will say in the past several years, we've seen more people, more African-Americans purchase golf courses, and we think that's going to continue, and we think that the expo is a good place for them to come and find out about ownership. From a job and career standpoint, there are 1.7, according to the National Golf Foundation, there's 1.7 million direct jobs in the golf industry, the $102 billion golf industry. At best, we think that perhaps maybe 3% of those jobs are people of color and African Americans. I will say that from my perspective, there has been improvement in that just based on people I've met and are aware of, and we see more I would say proactive activities by companies that are in the golf industry to go out and seek people for those positions that they have respectively. We see much more effort involved in the historically black colleges and universities, not only in fielding golf teams, but making their students aware of jobs and careers. There's been an ongoing effort for the past several months to have the golf industry attend several HBCUs to talk about their jobs and careers. That's been under the leadership of Craig Kirby with Golf My Future, My Game, and Dr. Michael Cooper, working with the White House Office on HBCUs led by Dr. Beecher Trent. So we see more ongoing outreach, more effort, more purposeful events happening to make golf much more appealing to African Americans and other people of color who formerly thought that we probably had to play golf to work in the golf industry, which is not necessarily the case depending on the job you're going after. So we'll see much more purposeful activity, and we're very, very happy with that.
Yeah, one of the reasons it's getting better for minorities is because of events like the African American Golf Expo and Forum, and because of people like Jim Beatty, who's the organizer and Expo founder. Jim, it gets underway Friday with the check-in, welcome, orientation, and networking, and then you really get going on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday before wrapping up. It's largely an industry event, but is the public welcome to any of the events at all?
Absolutely. The events, the exhibits will start on Saturday from 2 to 5, Saturday, Sunday, and all day on Monday. The public is invited free to attend, no cost. Come out, attend. We'll have about 50 exhibitors there, and the public is invited to attend at no cost. Absolutely. They can attend at no cost to attend the exhibits. Now, the networking sessions and what have you, that is a fee involved in that. It's $99, but that's for the whole week, including the lunches. But we do want the public to come out, attend, and meet the exhibitors and learn some more, and obviously buy some merchandise, apparel, or whatever services are being provided.
You also have a couple honorary co-chairs. Share with us some about G. Keith Alexander and Clyde Travis.
Thank you for bringing that up. These two gentlemen are outstanding in their respective fields. G. Keith Alexander is the founder, CEO of Harlem Digital America, based out of New York. He's involved in the entertainment industry. He has a weekly podcast highlighting various entertainers and artists, entertainment artists from around the world. Footnote here, G. Keith and I have known each other since third grade, and he's very proud of what I'm doing, and I'm very proud of what he's doing, and I've gotten him involved in golf. Clyde Travis is a sports talk show host with the radio station WDON in Chicago. And he is the co-chair, along with G. Keith Alexander. His show comes on every Monday at 9 o'clock Central at WDON out of Chicago. And he has become a golf enthusiast. And we're very, very pleased and privileged to have both of these gentlemen involved as co-chairmen. They've been touting the expo on their respective shows, but they also have become devotees and advocates of the golf industry, and see what it can do and how it can affect people's lives. So we're very, very proud and privileged to have them. The other thing I'd point out, Friday of the expo, on the 23rd, we're having our first community service project. We're going to be working at the Riviera Beach Community Gardens starting at 2 o'clock. Come out, help us beautify the gardens. But we also, in addition to the financial impact, we want an economic impact. We want to make a social impact on the communities where we have the expo. This is our first year in Palm Beach, and we will be doing this every year going forward. This is a volunteer effort. Everybody is invited to come out.
All right, you folks in the Palm Beach area, it's going to happen at the Palm Beach Convention Center. It starts on Friday with the check-in, welcome, and orientation. Continues Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And that's next week, right around the corner, the 2024 African American Golf Expo and Forum. Jim, thanks so much. I know you've been busy and it's kind of crazy right now, but thanks for taking some time to join us today to talk about it.
It's my pleasure, and it's the Palm Beach Gardens Marriott. Palm Beach Gardens Marriott is where everything will be happening. Palm Beach Gardens Marriott. Okay.
Palm Beach Gardens Marriott. There you go. Jim Beattie, organizer.
Thank you, Jim.
And
have a great
founder.
Event.
Thank you for letting me be on your program. Have a great day.
Thank you for all you do. Congratulations as well, Jim Beattie, with us today here on Tee to Green. Not done yet. Be right back with more right after this.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
It's the fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. Not done yet as we look at what's happening in golf this week. The ladies are in Scotland, Dundonald Links, for the 2024 Women's Scottish Open, which just wrapped up. We don't want to give anything away, but Laurie Coughlin, Megan Cain, Charlie Hall, Lydia Ko, all in the hunt in the final round today. Senior golf in Canada this week, Tour Champions Rogers Charity Classic. In Calgary, this used to be the Shaw Charity Classic. Australia's Richard Green, 13 under par. Boo Weekly, Stephen Alker at 12 under. Padraig Harrington, 11 under, 2 back. Darren Clark, 9 under, 4 back going into the last round today. Live Golf, they're playing in West Virginia at the Greenbrier. And John Rahm has the lead, 14 under, headed to the third and final round today. Brooks Koepka and Richard Bland are at 2 shots back. And the FedEx St. Jude Championship in Memphis today on the PGA Tour. Hideki Matsuyama threatening to run away with it. He's 17 under, 5 shots better than Nick Dunlap. Scottie Scheffler, 7 back at minus 10. Whew. An exciting, busy
Thrill a Minute show today, Debbie.
It was amazing. And what the, wow, that was a mouthful. You just completed. So way to go, Jay.
Brendy Linscombe, thanks to her for joining us today. And Jim Beattie, thanks to him for joining us as well on Tee to Green. Thank you to Robert DeCosa in Master Control. That's going to do it for Debbie. I'm Jay. Thanks for listening. Till next time, hit 'em long. Hit 'em straight.